Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
New CDC guidelines recommend that vaccinated people should still wear a mask indoors in areas with high or substantial transmission of COVID-19. That includes Boston, Barnstable County, Bristol County, to name a few. Governor Baker has said previously that he will not be reinstating a statewide mask mandate, but cities like Provincetown have reinstated theirs after an uptick in cases in the Commonwealth. Earlier today, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters told WBZ-TV that there would be additional guidance from the governor in the days to come. These are confusing times. They're times in flux. And with that comes anxiety about what's going to happen next. Governor Baker is at an event right now, is holding a press conference, taking questions about the response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And WBUR political correspondent Callum Borchers has been following the governor all along, waiting for the governor to start speaking now, but is taking some time to join us and discuss the state of the state. Hey, Callum, welcome.
Hey there, Tiziana. Great to be back.
So this is where we are now, Callum. It used to be that the news might break a few minutes before the show or an hour before the show, and now we're waiting for it to break during the show. But I do want to start by what we think we know about what we might hear from the governor in just a few minutes.
Yeah, I think that what we will hear, based on reporting from our Steve Brown, who is tailing the governor today, is that he is still reviewing the CDC's guidance and is going to make an announcement in a few days. So that sounds as though he will not make any changes to the state's policy today. But it leaves everybody kind of in the state of limbo that you mentioned at the top, Tiziana.
Okay, so while we are limboing, let's talk about where we are right now. Remind us all what the current state mask guidelines and COVID restrictions are.
Sure. I mean, the state lifted its mask advisory for fully vaccinated people before Memorial Day, as many folks may remember. Unvaccinated people are still asked to mask up. And of course, businesses have their own rules. So you may have the experience of walking into an establishment that wants you to mask up, regardless of whether you have been vaccinated or not. And of course, if you're on public transit, you're still supposed to wear a mask. So there is some variation. But basically, most of the state, if you're fully vaccinated, you're able to walk around freely. And what I think is interesting, Tiziana, is, you know, remember that the original date that the state was going to lift this mask advisory was on August 1st, which is coming up in just a few days now. But it was pushed up to May 29th because things were going so well in the spring. And so now, you know, you can't help but wonder if the governor had stuck to August 1st, whether we would just be looking at an extension of the mask advisory. But since the governor eased restrictions earlier than he planned to, it may be harder to ask people to take a step backward now.
Yeah, Callum, I had forgotten about that original target date of August 1st. All right, so let's do the compare and contrast, because then the CDC changed course yesterday. Compare and contrast what the CDC is now saying with what the official policy in the Commonwealth is.
Right. There is some conflict. I mean, in most parts of the state, the CDC is still saying that indoor masking is not necessary for vaccinated people. So that is consistent with the state's policy. But the new CDC guidance does conflict with the states in five counties, which, as you mentioned earlier, qualify as substantial or high transmission areas. And you named a couple of them. The five altogether are Barnstable County, Bristol County, Dukes County, Nantucket County, and critically for many of our listeners, Suffolk County, which of course includes Boston and many surrounding communities. Although, you know, it just shows you, though, that the lines between these counties are highly permeable. No greater example than our own station, Tisiata, which straddles the Boston-Brookline line. So it is right on the line between Suffolk County, where you're supposed to now wear a mask regardless of vaccination status, and Norfolk County, where the transmission rate is lower and you are, at least for now, not being asked by the CDC to mask up if you are fully vaccinated. But people are walking back and forth across that line all the time.
All right. So I want to turn our attention fully nationally now. Congress has reinstated their mask mandate in House offices and chambers. The Biden administration is now requiring journalists to wear masks at press briefings in the White House. We know the Department of Veterans Affairs has made statements about required vaccinations for staff there. Are we expecting, Callum, and are there rumblings about more sweeping mandates like a federal mask mandate at the federal level?
Well, you know, I'm thinking back to right after the inauguration when the president signed an order that required masks on federal property, in places like airports and train stations. I think we could be headed toward a return to something like that, but a wholesale federal mask mandate might be a last resort for this president. And I'm thinking of some of the pushback that you're getting already just to the revised mask guidance in Congress. I mean, we heard yesterday, for example, from the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, who's a Republican. He said, quote, "Make no mistake, the threat of bringing back masks is not a decision based on science, but a decision conjured up by liberal government officials who want to continue to live in a perpetual pandemic state." So pretty forceful rejection there. And of course, it's not true that this is not based on science. This is, in fact, the advice of the attending physician in Congress. But that's the kind of pushback that you get. And meanwhile, the rhetoric on the other side from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who's a Democrat, her retort to Kevin McCarthy was, "He's such a moron." So that's the kind of rhetoric that we have going back and forth in Congress right now. It's a highly charged political environment.
All right. So speaking of Congress, before we let you go, we're going to speak just momentarily with Senator Elizabeth Warren. Anything specific that you're going to be listening for in that conversation?
Well, you know, shortly before we came on air, a bipartisan group of senators said that they have reached a deal on an infrastructure bill. We've been waiting for this for a while, and the president said he's optimistic about it. We don't have a lot of details on it yet, Tiziana, so maybe the senator will be good enough to fill us in and make a little news on our air.
Oh, do let's ask her. That's WBUR political correspondent Callum Borchers. Callum, thank you.
Always glad to be with you.